the God of all reason. Judges 9:22-29.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Abimelech was prince over Israel 3 years. Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the sons of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and that their blood might be laid on Abimelech, their brother, who killed them, and on the men of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to kill his brothers. The men of Shechem set an ambush for him on the tops of the mountains, and they robbed all who came along that way by them. And Abimelech was told about it. Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brothers and went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their trust in him. They went out into the field, harvested their vineyards, trod the grapes, held festival, and went into the house of their god, and ate and drank, and cursed Abimelech. Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Jerubbaal? Isn't Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? I wish that this people were under my hand. Then I would remove Abimelech." He said to Abimelech, "Increase your army and come out." Choosing to fight against God is very foolish, and this passage demonstrates one reason why. The God of all creation not only has the power over the physical world, he has power over the psychological one too. He can cause your natural enemies to not like you. I think that this also demonstrates God's love of wisdom and reasoning. Remember that Abimelech used a mind trick to convince the men of Shechem to follow him and make him king against the will of God. God doesn't like schemers who use bad logic to fool people either. So, he used a better argument against Abimelech, which appears to have ensured that Ebed came and the men of Shechem put their trust in him. Notice that Gaal actually used good logic to show that Abimelech wasn't really in the line of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This was a rebuttal to the argument that Abimelech was a brother of theirs and should be followed. This was a third option that Abimelech failed to mention when he committed the false dilemma fallacy I mentioned before. This third option was also a bad one. But Abimelech's fallacy gave his enemies a way to expose him as a fraud. This shows why Christians shouldn't use fallacies. Even if what we are saying is true, if we try to trick people into believing it, it could backfire and help people stay away from God. One thing we see as we read through the real history of mankind is how God works in spite of us. We are constantly making a mess of things, and God is not affected as he makes his will happen. No matter what we do, God's perfect will remains unchanged. It is a lesson to us to conform ourselves to God's way of doing things so that we can participate in what he is doing and have real meaning in our lives, instead of fighting against God and being punished as God continues to carry out his will.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.